What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, June 29th, 2020. Last week, next to the last day here, we're coming up on Independence Day this weekend and the holiday. And we're all looking forward to that, especially those of us now lucky enough to be living in states where fireworks are legal. And got a whole bunch of stuff saved up here. We're going to have a big family party and just burn things. Okay, we've got a lot to talk about today. We're going to do the usual format, which is I'm going to do news until I run out of news. Then we open the phone lines and we let people call on in with their comments, questions, and opinions. Mike is in our control room, keeping us out of trouble. Now, this morning, there was this big story that was circulating around, and it came and went very fast, and it had to do with this claim that Russia was paying the Taliban to kill U.S. troops in Afghanistan. And, of course, immediately everybody came out and said, well, what is Donald Trump going to do about this? Those evil, evil, bad Russians. Not that the United States has not paid bounties, on dead enemies in wars past. That's what led to that whole abuse of the prison system at Abu Ghraib. The U.S. simply came on out and said, if you will give us somebody that you think knows where the weapons of mass destruction are, we will give you money. And so a lot of that went on out here. But apparently Trump is calling the New York Times report another hoax. And he blames Obama and Biden for letting Moscow have a field day. Now, what we're hearing as of the last report is there is no substantiation whatsoever for this claim. And that's why it didn't make the president's presidential daily update here. Trump is saying the report is simply not credible. But Nancy Pelosi is out there saying it's time for a full congressional briefing. All lawmakers have to get briefed on this, that Russia is paying the Taliban to kill U.S. troops. You know what I think is going on? I'm going to go out on a little bit of a limb here. You know, we're looking at all this incredible corporate media focus on COVID-19, Black Lives Matter, the reopening of the sports seasons. And I'm wondering if things are going really bad in Afghanistan and Syria and Iraq, and they just don't want to tell us. I mean, if you go back to the Pentagon Papers, the whole revelation there was how much the government was lying to us about whether the war was winnable or not. And they let this thing go on for year after year after year, knowing they could not win and throwing young boys in there to get killed, some young women as well. I get the feminists on my case here. Just because they didn't want to admit that they'd lost that war, which ultimately we did. And I'm starting to wonder if this deluge of make news is so that the American people aren't paying attention to what's going on in Afghanistan and Syria and Iraq and everywhere else the United States has stuck its nose in where it doesn't belong. So just something to think about here a little bit. Okay, there are still rumors circulating around that Hillary Clinton will emerge in August at the Democratic Convention, which is now scheduled for August 17th through the 20th. And the rumors remain that Joe Biden is seriously senile, has dementia, and they're keeping him off the road because they're scared to death what he'll say next. The other day he just said 120 million Americans died from COVID-19. By the way, did you notice the press left him alone on that? If Donald Trump had said 120 million Americans have died of COVID-19, it would be headline news. Oh, Trump's lost it. He's completely, bonkers here if he thinks that's how many people have died. But Joe Biden is losing it, plain and simple. And the Democrats are in a little bit of a fix, okay? Because they know Biden is going to make a fool of himself in any debate with Donald Trump. And the people are going to see he's not all there, nor is he fit to be president. And so right now, the Democrats are in a corner. They want to win the White House, and to win, they need Hillary. So don't count her out yet. Now, leftists are once again calling for an end to the Electoral College, another sign that Hillary may be trying for a daring comeback. Because she hates that Electoral College. She blames the Electoral College for losing in 2016. Well, those are the rules. And if you don't have an electoral college, you run your campaigns a completely different way. Now, if Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton played the election by the rules everybody agreed to play by, Donald Trump won. Hillary Clinton has never forgiven the country for what she sees as a betrayal here. All righty. Little article. This one came out of cuzblue.com saying, don't believe the BS polls and the media claims about sleepy Joe Biden. He's not in the lead. He's barely awake. Literally, he's stuck down there in his basement there, you know, fondling the emblem of the presidency and going, my precious, my precious, my precious. So leave that little door closed, please, for all of us. There is a report coming on out now that the management of the Tulsa arena where Trump had his rally actually it worked to sabotage the attendance. They put stickers on thousands of empty seats, you know, saying stay away, COVID-19, social distancing, so forth and so on. And apparently they also let go a large number of the temperature screeners who had to pass you before you would go forward to Secret Service checkpoints. So it looks like they were definitely trying to slow things down. Now, the arena management is saying 6,000 people showed up. The Trump campaign is saying 12,000 went through the metal detectors. I tend to go with the Trump campaign on this one. But isn't it amazing how much Trump derangement syndrome has just permeated our entire society? I think Trump derangement syndrome is more dangerous to our country than COVID-19. Meanwhile, we're still seeing a fury of we've got to tear down this monument, we've got to change this name, we've got to do this, we've got to do that. And Donald Trump is on the warpath against Princeton for removing Woodrow Wilson's name from one of the schools there, because Woodrow Wilson was supposedly a racist. And he's making fun of Orange County for wanting to rename the John Wayne Airport. Okay? So basically what it goes on down to is in 1971, which is about 7 years before he passed away, John Wayne did an interview in Playboy magazine in which he made some comments which by today's standards would be seen as racist, anti-LGB, anti-indigenous. But then look at the movies you grew up with. You know, I'm sure a lot of what he thinks is what the screenwriters wrote for him, or a lot of what he thought is what the screenwriters wrote for him. You can't go through an experience like doing a movie and not have it play on your head and say, well, maybe these writers had a point. I'm not trying to make excuses for the guy, okay? But here's the point I'm trying to make. Imagine right now that you are living your life and you're doing some good things, things that are good for society, good for your community. Can you really stop and think about everything that you do about whether it's going to offend somebody 25 years from now? Nobody is that perfect. And that's really what it comes down to. All of these tear down the monument people are demanding perfection in all of history's characters based on the definition of perfection they've come up with right here and now. And nobody can do that. It's impossible. If you look at anybody long enough, you're going to find something that, well, boy, they really messed up here. They got drunk and made a fool of themselves or something like that. Remember Pappy Boyington, the Black Sheep Squadron? His motto was, you show me a hero, I'll prove he was a bum. And that's exactly right. Good people will do good things, but they mess up. We all do. There is nobody listening to this radio show right now that can honestly pick up the phone and say, I live an absolutely perfect life. I've never, ever done anything wrong. Because I'll tell you right now, if you call in with that, you're lying. Everybody has moments where they relax their guard, where they just, they go with the flow. They just agree with somebody who's standing next to them. Nobody is as perfect as these monument people are trying to demand. Nobody. Nobody in history is perfect. Lincoln wasn't perfect. Washington wasn't perfect. Jefferson wasn't perfect. Deal with it. Meanwhile, over at the New York Museum of Natural History, protesters have gathered around the statue of Theodore Roosevelt, and they're chanting, Keep Teddy, Fire de Blasio. and they're very angry because de Blasio and Cuomo are backing the removal of the Teddy Roosevelt statue. And again, Teddy Roosevelt did a lot of great things. And yes, he did a lot of things that other people would question. But having your life questioned is not grounds to ignore all the good things you did. I'll give you a good example, a reducto ad absurdum here. Albert Einstein reshaped physics, okay? Had a bad habit when he'd run out of pipe tobacco of tearing up cigarettes from his students and putting them in his pipe, which you're not supposed to do. A small little offense, but is somebody going to start tearing down Einstein's statues for that? What about the fact that he didn't give his wife enough credit for the work that she contributed to his theories of relativity? Couldn't we focus on the fact that we have the theory of relativity? Anyway, Mississippi's legislature has voted to remove the Confederate symbol from the flag. The Senate confirmed the House vote, and the governor says he'll sign the bill as soon as he can. Now, here's a question. The flag of Mississippi has three colored bars, and then up in the corner where the stars would go on the U.S. flag is the Confederate crossed bars and stars. And they're going to take that out, leaving this huge red square. The interesting question I'm going to pose to all the people calling in, what do you think they should put there? Rare rabbit? And now the anti-religionist, I guess that's a good name there. And by the way, I don't agree with this kind of stuff. Okay, a Montana man has been arrested after ripping down a Ten Commandments monument with a chain to his pickup truck. Okay, this was in Kalispell. And I understand the concern about blending religious symbols with our government institutions, and it shouldn't be done. Our nation was set up to have a line between religion and government. But I disagree with actions like this, which make those who are not religious look bad. On the other hand, that's got to be a really good pickup truck. All right, Mike Pence says he refuses to use the phrase Black Lives Matter because the movement's leaders, are pushing a radical left agenda and insist that all lives matter, born and unborn. And I don't think there's ever been a time when I've agreed with Mike Pence more. Now, here's a good one. And I've heard this before. This is not the first time. This is coming out of Hideout Now. Apparently, leftists are claiming milk is racist simply because it's white. Okay. How about chocolate milk? Is that racist in the other direction? Is strawberry milk offensive to Native Americans? And how about clouds? They're white. What are you going to do about them? The clouds are racist. The clouds are racist. Spray paint them. Spray paint them. You can see how silly this is getting. Anyway, up in Seattle in the Chaz Chop Autonomous Zone, there's been a fifth shooting involving two victims, one of whom was shot in the head. Now, supposedly, the leadership of Black Lives Matter are out there admitting that their goal is to help bring down Trump in November. And if so, they're definitely going about it the wrong way. Because more and more people are looking at what these Black Lives Matter people are doing and these anarchists are doing in the autonomous zones, and they're turned off by it. They have no sympathy for them whatsoever. In fact, right now, poll numbers for Donald Trump show his support among the black population is holding steady. Now, you think about that one for a while. Somebody invested a lot of time, energy, and money trying to turn the black population against the president. They have failed. They have failed. I would speculate, I would almost expect, that 99% of the black population don't want to be identified with these Black Lives Matter militants. especially when you have stories like this one, where Black Lives Militant storm a Target store in Washington, D.C., threaten to shut businesses down if they don't comply with demands, which includes not calling the police when black people are in the store, helping themselves by finger discount. This is extortion. And they're not the first to do it. There have been a lot of these civil rights movements that make a little on the side by going to businesses and say, you know, if you'll pay us, if you'll make a donation to our cause, we'll make sure the rioters never come through your front windows. A lot of companies will pay up, cheaper than the added insurance. Oh. Anyway, over in Minneapolis, they voted to abolish the police department, whereupon the city council members turned around and spent $63,000 of taxpayer money on private security for themselves. This is really, really out of control. There was a shooting at Jefferson Park Square earlier, and the claim came out that it was a white supremacist mass shooter firing at those helpless black protesters in the park. And it was tweeted all over. The Twitterati were just having a field day with it. And now they're having to wipe the collective egg off their face, because it turns out the shooter was an Hispanic homeless man named Stephen Lopez, who apparently was kicked out of the park to make way for the rally. And he just decided he was going to get his revenge. Where he got the gun, of course, is a complete mystery. I mean, for somebody who's homeless, that's, you know, that's an expensive piece of kit. All right, Amnesty International has completed their report on the incident with George Floyd and found that police violated his human rights, the human rights of protesters, 125 times. So let's talk about COVID-19. That's still out there. They're still pushing that. And, you know, we're going to get herd immunity. No, we're not. There's going to be a vaccine. No, we don't need one. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Apparently, many states have now paused in their process of relaxing the lockdown rules. Because right now, many states are reporting an increase in COVID-19 cases. We know who's spreading it. It's all these protests in the street. It's this gay pride parade they had up there where there was no face masks, no social distancing, everybody in the street dancing and sweating all over each other. If you're going to have masks, everyone has to wear them. If you're going to have social distancing, everybody has to do it. Otherwise, it's not going to work. And it clearly is not working. So anyway, there are new rules for weddings. Fathers cannot walk their daughter arm in arm down the aisle. Couples have to wash hands after they exchange rings. Receptions are banned. What are they going to do about that kiss at the end of the wedding? You may now kiss the bride. You know, use this piece of saran wrap. Greece has banned all flights from Great Britain until July 15th. In a blow for holidaymakers amid fury from Portugal at being left off the quarantine-free air bridge list due to be released this week. And apparently, Athens has extended its prohibition on UK flights to the country until July 15th, despite plans for it to feature on the UK's list of countries eligible for quarantine-free travel. It cited the UK's high rate of coronavirus cases as one of the factors, with Sweden also being blocked for the same reason. Thousands head outside as COVID cases spike. Floridians pack the beaches before they close for July 4th, while Texans go tubing after Governor Abbott shut the bars as only two states, Connecticut and Rhode Island, report a drop in infections. Now, Governor Newsom has immediately closed all bars in L.A. and six other California counties just 2 weeks after they reopened. All right, we got to take a break here for commercials. We will be right back. Mm-hmm.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm? And do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here. And out in California, Governor Newsom has closed all bars in Los Angeles and six other California counties just 2 weeks after they reopened to stop the spread of COVID after Texas and Florida have shut their night spots. I got to tell you, this is going to really annoy a lot of people who went along with the shutdowns and went along with the social distancing and went along with the masks and everything. And then they were told, well, we're going to start relaxing all of this and you can go back to a normal life. And now all of a sudden we're saying, no, you can't go back to a normal life. We have to go back to the worst abuses of the lockdowns. And I think people are getting frustrated and they're getting angry. And this is not going to go down well. Okay, Gilead Pharmaceuticals will charge more than $3,000 for a single course of the COVID-19 drug Remdesivir. Now, we're hearing all these stories about patients being billed for tens of thousands of dollars for coronavirus-related care, which elicited promises from the White House that everything will be covered. But, you know, there's only so much money that people have, and Gilead, which has pushed Remdesivir down the world's throat, despite the fact that the cheap steroid dexamethasone has proven in at least one high-quality study more effective at lowering mortality rates. But it's just published its expected price tag for a 5-dose course of the drug. That is very, very pricey here. Okay, story coming out of The Guardian, the off Guardian, actually. COVID-19 PCR tests are scientifically meaningless. Now, PCR stands for polymerase chain reaction. Its development won its creator the Nobel Prize in chemistry back in 1993. But it was a method to create copies, exact copies of DNA by the millions and billions. And it was never intended, was never designed to be a diagnostic tool. See, what's going to happen is when you put a sample of DNA in there, everything gets duplicated. And the idea that you have somehow managed to extract just one strand of DNA from just one particular virus, it's a long shot. And even the inventor said that that wasn't what this was developed for. Now, back in 2007, there was claims of a pertussis epidemic in Dartmouth, and it turned out that the testing there was flawed and started screams of an epidemic here. Now, apparently today we're dealing with the fact that flawed COVID-19 antibody tests shipped without FDA review, and some of them have turned out to already be contaminated with COVID-19. Gee, I wonder what kind of a result they're going to get with that. 60 Minutes investigation has found that federal officials knew many COVID-19 antibody testing kits had flaws that allowed them to enter the U.S. U.S. market, rather. We've been hearing about coronavirus. What is it? Is it a virus? Is it a flu? Is it, you know, pneumonia, viral pneumonia? And now there is a new theory making the rounds that the coronavirus may actually be a vascular disease rather than a respiratory one. We've been hearing that coronavirus could be a viral pneumonia, which is respiratory. Now they're saying it may be vascular, maybe attacking the hearts and veins directly. Okay, North Carolina mandates masks, but also appears to criminalize all concealed carry holders for wearing masks. They didn't sort that mess out here. All right, let's talk about the international news now. Iran-backed Kataib Hezbollah spokesman threatens Iraqi PM following overnight raids. A security spokesman for an Iran-backed militia issued a statement last Friday threatening Iraq Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi, describing him as an American agent following an overnight raid on the group by security forces. The Iran-backed Kataib Hezbollah security spokesman threatened al-Kadhimi with punishment or torture after the raid that led to an arrest of over a dozen fighters, which sent a strong message to militias warning against attacking Iraq facilities. Everybody's shooting at everybody here. Iran has issued an arrest warrant for Donald Trump over the drone strike that killed top general Qasem Soleimani, and asks Interpol for help detaining the U.S. president. Good luck on that one. Now, Trump faces no danger of arrest, but the warrant indicates heightened tensions. Iran said Donald Trump carried out drone strikes that killed the top general. And the Tehran prosecutor says Trump could face murder and terrorism charges. Only if we lose the war, which we may be. Over at Global Research, they have an article on how the U.S.-Middle East wars are far from over. They're certainly correct on that one. And despite what appears to be a terminal decline of U.S. influence over the Middle East, Washington has no intentions of gracefully abandoning its aspirations of regional hegemony. Think Pentagon Papers again. Airstrikes carried out against Syria by Washington's Israeli proxies, a mysterious explosion near Tehran, and the current Iraq prime minister's decision to round up leaders of Iranian-backed militias who helped defeat the self-proclaimed Islamic State unfolded in quick succession. We're going to take another break for commercial. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about events going on in Syria right now. The Syrian and Russian coordination bodies on the return of Syrian refugees have renewed that the U.S. continues to impede the delivery of humanitarian aid to displaced Syrians at Al-Rukban camp, which is occupied by the U.S. occupation forces amid the outbreak of the COVID-19 pandemic. The two bodies in a joint statement last Friday demanded guaranteeing a safe and unconditional exit for those who wish to leave the camp to return to their permanent places of residence and ending the occupation of At-Tanf. The statement noted that the only obstacle to dismantling Al-Rukban camp and the return of displaced persons to their areas of residence is the false U.S. position that alleges commitment to internationally recognized human values and public freedoms, but at the same time does nothing to respect them. What's clearly going on here is that Washington is using the Al-Rukban camp as a chip in the great game. Well, we can't leave Syria. We got to take care of these people. Well, let them go home. Well, they can't go home yet. We got to take care of them. You know, and we'll get around to it sooner or later. That's what's going on. Apparently, there's been a bit of an altercation between Saudi Arabia and Iran. Three Iranian boats were in what Saudi Arabia claims were their territorial waters and had to be driven out by force. Apparently, shots were fired. And it's unclear whether the Iranian boats had military personnel or civilian fishermen. But the Saudi Maritime Border Patrol issued repeated warnings and then fired shots signaling it was ready to engage. at which point the Iranian votes left here. All right, over in Turkey, is Recep Erdogan using Libya to revive the Ottoman Empire? We've been hearing a lot of talk coming out of Turkey and Erdogan about, you know, the greatness of the Ottoman Empire. I'm looking at the map there, and I don't think he can do it, but it doesn't mean he can't try and cause a lot of grief in the process. All righty, over in, again, back in Syria, 15 supposedly Iranian-backed fighters killed in the weekend Israel strikes on Syria. And little thing we got to take care of, in this strike, the 9 killed in the strike are believed to all be Iraqis, but the corporate media says they're Iran-backed. That's the new required preface to anybody who gets blown up in that part of the world. Oh, they're backed by Iran. That makes it okay. Actually, no, it doesn't, to be very, very honest here. Now, apparently, before that deadly clash on the China-India border, China actually sent martial artists to serve in the border guard, along with experienced mountain climbers. So when those Indian troops walked into that line, they walked into a buzzsaw without knowing it, and no wonder so many of them were killed. And speaking of China, if you're my age, you remember the Cold War with the Soviets. And a Cold War with China would only be worse. It would be catastrophic to the entire world, and the threat of it erupting to a full-blown hot war is very, very real. But there's a deteriorating trade relationship, tension over COVID-19, increased U.S. Navy activity in the Pacific, new sanctions on Chinese officials, and hostile rhetoric coming from the Trump administration. And it's starting to look more and more like we are stumbling towards a new Cold War with China. Now, the only people who made money off the last Cold War were the defense contractors, who were just given vast sums of money to develop weapons with. And I guess they want to go back to the good old days of the Cold War, and we'll start one with somebody. We don't really care who. We can have a Cold War with Liechtenstein and still bleed the American taxpayer for money for bombs and bullets and things that go bang in the dark. Top Israeli officials, including Avigdor Lieberman, are saying that Iran and Hezbollah are pushing Israel to the brink of war. I would seriously disagree with that. If you look at the history of that region of the planet, it's always Israel that's pushing everybody else into war. They won't draw their official borders. They won't even write a constitution. They just keep coming on out and saying, you know, look at the Bible, look at the Old Testament. We're supposed to have all this land. Jordan has now joined a chorus of nations warning Israel against annexation of the West Bank, saying that there will be a harsh response. Meanwhile, south of Nablus, armed Israeli settlers burn hundreds of olive trees. Now, olive trees are, of course, part of the Palestinian economy. It takes 10 years after planting an olive tree for it to produce a saleable fruit. 10 years. And so these attacks on the olive groves are attacks on their livelihood, just trying to drive them out. All righty, getting back to some local news here. Apparently over at the Supreme Court, Justice Roberts swings another ruling, and he blocks the Louisiana abortion law. Now, this was a law that imposed certain requirements on abortion providers, including rights at hospitals and various other loops. And it really was, as near as I can tell, aimed at the safety of the mothers and, well, the mothers. But unfortunately, the Supreme Court struck it down, and a lot of people are saying somebody's got Justice Roberts on a leash. He wasn't expected to vote this way, just like he wasn't expected to vote a certain way on Obamacare. Okay, we talked about this the other day, but we're going to mention it again. Gunmaker Remington preps for bankruptcy and seeks a sale to the Navajo Nation. Now, that will be very, very interesting because the rules for manufacturing firearms are very different on the Native American reservations than they are for the rest of the country. So it'll be interesting to see, first of all, if the Navajo Nation is able to acquire ownership of Remington and what they will do with it. So, speaking of guns, New Zealand gun crime has hit a 10-year high, okay, despite the strict gun confiscation program following the Christchurch shooting in March of 2019. According to Liberal Logic, gun crime in New Zealand should be at an all-time low, but it isn't, and it never has been. When guns are taken away from the law-abiding citizen, crime goes up. Gun crime goes up. Anybody who's ever looked at the data knows that's exactly what happens. Alrighty, Chesapeake files for bankruptcy, wiping out $7 billion in debt and any existing equity value. And at exactly 3:50 p.m. on Sunday, the company launched the U.S. shale boom finally gave up and filed for a prepackaged bankruptcy in the Southern District of Texas. In so doing, the company, with roughly $9.5 billion in debt, has become one of the biggest victims of a spectacular collapse in energy demand from the virus-induced global recession, follows the collapse of another high flyer in the U.S. oil patch, Whiting Petroleum, which filed for Chapter 11 at the start of April. So shale is not proving to be the wonder material that everybody thought it was going to be. Airbus is going to make thousands of workers redundant. It's cutting production by 40%. And it's not because demand is not there, but the Boeing 737 MAX has now been cleared for testing for a return to service. And Airbus is anticipating that all of these airlines that own these aircraft are going to start using them. And so demand is going to drop for the Airbus. Earlier today, there was a big problem over at Chase Bank. Customers reported missing money out of accounts, additional money in other accounts. And they're saying, you know, it was a technical issue. And it delayed updates and what displayed on Chase Mobile and Chase Online. So the issue was resolved at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, and accounts now show current balances. I prefer cash for reasons like this. You know, you don't open your wallet, and all of a sudden there's more money in there than you thought there was supposed to be, or less. Unless you've had a pickpocket go through there. But, you know, they're not going to sell the cashless society if they keep having mistakes like this. All right, 41% of businesses on Yelp have permanently closed as a V-shaped recovery implodes. So that was not going to happen either. Over in Sardinia, the locusts have arrived, and they have just stripped farm fields of everything. And Sardinian farmers could have been forgiven for getting worried when a swarm of locusts arrived at the Italian island in the midst of a global pandemic. And, you know, the end timers are having a field day with this. We've got plagues, we've got locusts, we've got all of this stuff going on here. It is almost of biblical proportion here. And this one farmer picked his cabbage crop, even though they weren't fully ripe. They were very, very small. But he picked them and donated it to a charity that provides food to people who are going hungry, which was a good thing for him to do here in the midst of so much losses to his farm. Now the locust swarm is heading towards Brazil as the country struggles to cope with spiraling coronavirus infections. And once the locusts get to Brazil, what's going to stop them from coming into the United States of America? Just something to think about. Users currently testing the beta version of the upcoming iOS 14 software for iPhones have found that TikTok is recording what they're typing on their phones, which could range from non-sensitive information to passwords or even sensitive emails. Now, the practice is expected to affect iPhone users with TikTok accounts in India and around the world. The final version of iOS 14 is expected to be released later this year. According to a Forbes article, the Chinese origin TikTok is not the only app that could be used exploiting this vulnerability, but it is the most high profile of all apps caught spying on users in this way. The article adds that TikTok has said it would stop the invasive practice last April, but but still continues to do so. Now, CRISPR gene editing in human embryos wrecks chromosome mayhem. A suite of experiments that use CRISPR to modify human embryos have revealed how the process can make large, unwanted changes to the genome at or near the target site. It's not as precise as people have been led to believe. The studies were published this month on the preprint server BioRxiv and have not yet been peer-reviewed, but taken together, they give scientists a good look at what some say is an underappreciated risk of CRISPR-Cas9 editing. Previous experiments have revealed that the tool can make off-target gene mutations far from the target site. The nearby changes identified in the latest studies can be missed by standard assessment methods. The on-target effects are more important and would be much more difficult to eliminate, says Gaetan Bergio, a geneticist at the Australian National University of Canberra. Well, you know, I get really nervous about the word mutant, and not because I'm like this X-Men fanatic or anything like that, but because mutation very often produces cancers. And we have ourselves another medical procedure that is being touted as, you know, a game changer, world saving. And as they start to use it, they find out, well, it wasn't quite the wonder weapon that we thought it was going to be here. All right, let's talk about computers here a little bit. They've had the twice annual ranking of the world's most powerful computational machines, say that three times fast, released by Research Project Top 500, and Japan's supercomputer Fugaku zipped past all the competitors to claim the top spot. It was interesting. I was watching a show the other day that was featuring some U.S. government labs and saying how we had the world's most powerful supercomputer. No, we don't. Not anymore. Japan does with the Fugaku, which tops out at 415,000 teraflops. Now, a teraflop is 1,000 floating point operation. That's what a flop is. And floating point operations are much more computationally intensive than integer operations, as any computer program is going to tell you. So this is impressive performance. Now, the second place goes to the United States Summit machine, which tops out at 148,000 teraflops, followed by the United States Sierra at 94, the Sunway Taihu Light, which is in the NRC PC, and that's at 93. And there's down at Celine at 27, Frontera at Dell. All righty. Now, Microsoft is still working on a cheaper and less powerful alternative to its Xbox Series X console. Leaked document show. I've seen this trend building for a while where they were going with bigger, more powerful machines. And we all have bigger, more powerful machines, especially if you're into computer animation and rendering or audio processing. You need that horsepower. But a lot of people don't. And so there's a trend to have low-end versions of various appliances. There's a low-end iPhone, for example, you know, for people who don't do a lot of streaming. So Xbox, rather Microsoft, is working on the Xbox alternative. One of these days, I'll get one of those things here. We're going to go ahead and open the phone lines now as we come up here toward the top of the hour. Starbucks has stopped all advertising on all social media. Pepsi joins the growing list of companies boycotting Facebook as pressure grows on sites to crack down on hate speech. Now, I have a problem with this. I don't like the fact that Facebook is already censoring. I don't like the fact that advertising companies are coming on in and using their advertising revenues to coerce the social media to censor what they consider to be hate speech. And here's the problem. There's no real good definition of what constitutes hate speech, because what sounds like hate speech to one person may be perfectly acceptable to another. It's purely objective, or rather subjective. And I think this idea of going around demanding censorship or the tearing down of monuments for purely subjective analysis is a very dangerous trend. You Now, a while back, there was a movie called Congo. And it was based on a Michael Crichton book. And as is usually the case, the book is better, for those of you who want to go buy the book. But there was something featured in the movie version that was not in the book. And that was this gorilla who'd been taught sign language. And the gorilla wore this glove that, as the gorilla would sign, the computer would translate the sign language into English. So they had this talking gorilla. Well, the real world has caught up with it because scientists at UCLA have developed a smart glove that deaf people can put on and they can sign. And out of the iPhone comes English. We'll be back after these few words.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. L5.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to our show here. We got callers waiting on the line, and we're going to start with Mike in Kentucky. Hello, Mike. How's the weather over where you are?
Remember Throw Mama from the Train?
Yes.
It's sultry. poor old guy couldn't figure out how to start his book, right? I'm trying to Billy Crystal, right? He's like, hot and wet. It was hot and wet. What's another name for it? It's sultry. Anyway, yes. You're not the only one that's concerned about monkeying around with all this stuff. Of course, I'm reading about epigenomics and how NASA, I don't know what the status of that is. They did that twin study on the two astronaut boys. What's her name? She got shot there. Somebody was trying to kill a judge.
Yeah.
The senator. I don't know. Anyway, I can't remember their names right now. But
well, the only reason I asked, of course, is there's a big, big thunderstorm over Little Rock, Arkansas right now. It's headed our way tonight. And I was noticing on the map that there were some heavy storms over Knoxville and Louisville.
Well, there's been some training of storms coming from the northwest through to about the Tennessee line. And it's what we've had some warnings about possible flooding, but it's okay most of around where I'm at. I mean, there might be some flooding somewhere in Kentucky that I haven't heard about, but they preponderance, they do a lot more cautionary stuff than they used to. And
yeah.
Generally my tip is to listen to that weather radio. And
yes.
When they get through most of the forecast, they'll say something like, spotter activation is not anticipated at this time. And then, not to pay attention to the TV guy because it's not that severe. They're not going to activate the weather spotters to look for damage. Spotter. That's the way to cut to the chase. But I love to leave the weather radio on in the background in different places because you can hear that old-fashioned EBS duck and cover.
Yes.
Beep. You hear the tone
yep.
go off, and it'll alert you to go listen to the weather radio. You don't have to leave it up that loud. And it beats every year for the last 14 years or something. The weather radio will beat the telephone alerts and the digital television stations over the air by anywhere from 2 minutes to 20 minutes. If you're dependent on that app on your phone to tell you a thunderstorm or tornado is coming, it can be very, very late, several minutes.
Yes.
But the Blade Runner movie kind of hit me at a young age. The movie director let me, in on it when I was probably 4 years, 3 years too young to see that movie. It's rated R. But I started paying attention to a lot of this stuff with genetics and genetic modification. And, this were coming at DNA technology and the CRISPR gene stuff. Every now and then, and throughout the 90s, you'd hear these horrific stories about how the BT toxin bacteria had
spliced
itself.
I got to put you on hold.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Mike, I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up.
Gotcha.
I'm going to come right back after station identification.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.